don't have a few rainy days here, we really wouldn't appreciate the sun that we get 300 days of the year. So I'm going to deal with it, and that's the way it is. We've got a real fun call on tap for you today. It's been an awesome week. All of the trainers have shared their perspectives as far as starting off with the 90-day game plan, what it meant to them, what it means to them, and what it should mean to you. And as we always say, there's something for everybody. If you didn't grasp on to what Carolyn was saying, you probably got what Susie was going on with, or Mara. So you know what? That's what this call is all about, something that you can connect with and something you can pull away from your business and put into application. So today will be no different. We've got a special guest on the call today. Actually, quite a well-recognized leader in the entire industry of network marketing is joining us today of the perspective of the 90-day. And if you just, well, they just put us on hold, they're not going to have any clue that they did that. So I'm going to put us in conference mode. And thank that person for putting us on hold, and we love you nonetheless. And let's just start off the call this morning. I'll take us back out of conference here in just a second, and you'll have to speak up loudly because you're going to have to speak over that music on hold. But we want to just really fire the call up today. Let's let our guests know how influential each and every one of you are. Step out and let us know something that's happening in your business or something that you're grateful for this morning. I'm going to unmute the lines. Who wants to be first this morning? Step out loud and proud and let us know what you're grateful for. Might have to speak up really loud.
It's Linda.
Linda, speak up loud, Linda. I hear you.
Hey, good morning. I'm so grateful for the little accountability group that I've got going. There's seven of us on the on this little accountability group. We connect several times a day just sharing how things are going in our lives, and I'm just really, really grateful for that.
I am too. Thank you for that, Linda. That's an awesome share this morning. Thank you so, so much for that.
Thank you.
And who's next? Who wants to step out? And thank you for whoever got us off of hold. That was beautiful. I don't know. Sometimes people don't realize that when they put us on hold that music starts to play, and it kind of, you know, gives us all something to think about. So who's next to step up and let us know a win in their business or something they're just really, really grateful for today?
Yeah, Sunny. Mora.
I hear Mora, and then there was someone else in the background. Who was that?
Sunny.
Sunny. All right, Mora, we're going to squeeze you in, and then we'll go west to Sunny.
Okay, fine. I'll go first then. So I'm grateful for a couple of things. This week we had our team call on Monday night, our little call, and I sent out a document with the 90-day game plan commitments, and I invited our team members to fill that out and send it back to me, and several of them did, so I know who I'm running with now. And, you know, I'm excited about what's next for them. And then the other thing is that yesterday I attended a full-day event in Toronto. It's called the Toronto Women's Expo. And I met some incredible entrepreneurs at that event. And I lead from the top down. I'm leading from the vision of Isagenics, of what this is. I mean, I don't lead with the product when I'm working with business owners, right? And I have some incredible follow-ups to do right now. They're all looking at this from the way I see it. That means I found people who want what I want. And so just to say that I'm very excited about what's happening next with the people that I'm connecting with these days.
Awesome, Mora. That's wonderful. And I just love the way that you say I lead from the top down. You know, there's many references of that, many ways to phrase that, the speed of the leader, speed of the pack. I mean, there are many ways to go. But I just want to reference Wayne Dyer because I've just finished, of course, his book, The Power of Intention. And he speaks in that book to not sell your product, but to fall in love with your product and then sell that love. And it sounds to me that that's really what you've got to handle on this morning, and I think it's a powerful statement, Mara. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Awesome, awesome. All right, Sunny, we're going to go west.
Kevin, I want to thank you for all your training. A few weeks ago, you spoke about doing our ego getting in our way of being a powerful being, and also your recap on the New Year kickoff and the fact that we it took us 7.5 years to earn our first billion and 3.5 to earn our second billion and only 1.5 to earn our third billion. And this year we'll be hitting $1 billion. And all we really need to do is earn $150,000 to go to the French Riviera. So I'm really fired up. I did two launch parties, one in San Jose, the South Bay, and one in San Francisco this week. We co-created with other teams, and we connected with people pretty much everywhere we went, Starbucks, on the train. And we were able to enroll a massage therapist who I've been speaking to for 4 years, and I've never given up on anyone that goes on my list. And I walked into a gym yesterday, and I spoke with the owner. We sat down for half an hour, and he says, come back Monday, and I'll sign up. So, the people out there who we're searching for are searching for us, and there are so many people praying for this, and it's so fun and easy to do this. I want to thank you for your leadership and giving us inspiration on these calls.
Well, Sonny, I am receiving that. Thank you so much for your nice comments today, and I in the old days, I'm going to tell you, I would deflect that and say that it wasn't a big deal, but I have learned to say that I am receiving that and to accept that. And to tell you, Sonny, that we appreciate you coming to these calls, because what you reflect to us back is that you are taking what you're learning on these calls and you are actually implementing it, and that's creating your success, Sonny. So thank you very, very much for being the beacon of light that you are.
God bless you, Kevin.
God bless you, my friend. I appreciate that. All right, that's enough for the shares this morning. Listeners, just somebody that's dying to step out. Well, maybe take one more.
This is Karen.
Karen, okay, dear. All the way to Colorado. Let's go.
I'll tell you what I'm just dying to say is how I'm in love with this company and its integrity. And one more little huge thing, you turn on your back office and there's your 1099. I mean, we're just way out in front. We just do everything right. And so what I'm saying is Isagenics just keeps busting up all of those bad ideas of network marketing. You know, you can't make money in this company when people are making lots of money. And is it a scam? No, $1 billion a year is a pretty real deal. You know, and leaders with integrity, just every little thing. And with electronics, you don't have to wait for the mail to come. It's just right there. There's your 1099 in your back office this morning.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. Again, speaking to technology, absolutely amazing. I mean, and not even to speak about our back office that exists in the first place and then everything that goes on back there, absolutely amazing. Karen, thank you for recognizing Isagenics and their greatness in that respect.
Kevin, Maura, can you explain to the Canadians what the 1099 is?
1099 is the American way of telling the world, telling the government what you earned this year as a 1099, because we don't take Social Security and stuff like that out of our check. We actually have to report our income to the government on the form called 1099, and that's how we let the world know that we've been really successful this year.
Perfect.
Thank you. All right, guys, well, let's get into the call. Thank you all for sharing this morning. Love the shares, love the excitement. And, we always start Friday off with a little segment called What's New with ICU. And this is a real short one because we're just a day away from, well, actually 2 days away from the 1st of February. And the 1st of February, I know that there's somebody on this call who thinks the 1st of February is Super Bowl Sunday, and it's the only day that exists because of that. But it happens to be the last day of free shipping. The free shipping program, of course, was extended at NECO to the 1st of February. So we got today, Saturday and Sunday to leverage that, guys. So get out, share the word of Isagenics. You know, we've been asking you to share at least 3 times, get people to look at information. You know, we're looking at enrolling 20 people in the first 6 weeks of these 90-day blitzes. So we make that happen by sharing the message, and this free shipping is certainly a great way to leverage that opportunity. So that's what's new with ICU this morning. So let's get right into our call. And I'm just really, really honored to have this person joining us this morning. As I said early on in the teaser, that she's widely recognized as an industry leader, and she's actually a seven-figure income earner, multiple seven-figure income earner in the business, and she's fearless, she's dynamic, she is incredible, she is an author, she's a speaker, she's a trainer, she's an athlete, she's a mother, she's a wife, she's actually spectacular at everything she does, she's my friend, and she's your partner. Guys, welcome to the call, Ms. Susan Sly. Good morning, Susan.
Well, good morning, Kevin. It's so great to be here, and I love all those shares. And Karen Guhachi, I just want to shout out to you. You always have this tremendous heart of gratitude, and just before I came on this morning, I was listening again to Rhonda Byrne's The Power, and one of the things Rhonda always says is, whatever it is we want to call into our lives, we've really got to put out there. And then, you know, it comes back to us and it's amplified. So I know, Karen, as you stand in that gratitude, and I know miracles have happened for you and Bo, it comes back. It really, really does. So thank you so much, Kevin, for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, it's so exciting to have you be part of our call. And, you know, without you, this call, of course, wouldn't exist. And thank you for the opportunity to keep it going, to provide the line for us. And we've had a great week. Everybody shared their perspective as far as, you know, their view on the 90-day game plan, their importance, and the role they play in it. So I'm kind of hoping today to get you a little bit of your perspective on that. I know you've been through many of them. In fact, early on, I know when you were just joining arms with the likes of, you know, Carolyn Rodriguez and Suzanne Hart, I know that you went through some 90-day game plans. So let's just start there. Let's determine your importance first. What importance do you play on this whole 90-day game plan? And let's go from there.
It's a great question. And the first thing to understand is we are always building in 90-day increments. Like, so it's not that the game plan ever ends, right? It's just it shifts. And if you look at the phases of development, it's much like building a house. So we have this phase one foundational phase where you're building, you're working to paid as executive with many, many consultants to spare because, let's face it, life happens, right? And we know there's a 95% retention rate when someone is a consultant cycling one time a week. And in that foundational phase, you want to ask yourself where you are at the beginning of this game plan. So the first question I always have for myself is, okay, let's do a little inventory. And the inventory starts like this. So how many personally enrolled consultants do I have that are active? Okay, great. What was I cycling at this time last year? What are the targets? What assets do I have? So who are the up-and-coming leaders? What skills do I have? You know, am I, you know, maybe at this time last year, if you've been in long enough, you know, you were not so great at launch parties. Sunny mentioned launch parties, but maybe now you're getting better at that. Or maybe this time last year, your team wasn't really doing a lot of three-way calls. They're doing more this year. Or maybe this time last year, you weren't comfortable like Maura is with the president's pack and you're, you know, getting better with that. So taking stock of the assets and the inventory, if maybe this time last year your spouse wasn't supportive, now they are. That's an asset. Your knowledge is an asset. Maybe you are, you know, have a greater in-depth understanding of the compensation plan. That isn't just something you whip through, you know, in a minute on this call. It's something that you really sit and do for about, you know, 30, 40 minutes and really dig in. And then you know, it's like any company, Isagenix included, when they are looking at their goals and their fiscal goals and, you know, budget line items and so on and so forth, they're setting these goals. And so you sit there and you go, okay, well, the 90-day game plan you do now might not be the same one you do at the end of this quarter. It might look entirely different, right? So when I look at it, I'm looking at, okay, so where am I in terms of a solid foundation? So I'm always very transparent. I've always have been on this call. So when I started the year, I had 31 active paid as consultants, and now I have 38. So I've been in that foundational phase, recruited 5 new people the first 2 weeks of this month. You know, and I love it, Kevin, when people say, I have no one to talk to. I'm like, guys, I've been doing this for 11 years. My whole Facebook, all of the followers are all ISA people, and I found 5 new people to recruit, but I had to get out there. I admit 2 of them came from the spa. You know, if you're going to go recruiting, that's a great place to go. But, you know, it's just setting that intention that you're going out there to find these new people. And if you think that the top leaders, Jimmy Smith, Herb and Patty, Lynn, are complacent, they're still recruiting. I mean, you have to understand that. So when you do the inventory, write this down. There's a time for recruiting and there's a time for leadership development. I see people who are great recruiters, but they're very poor at leadership development. So they might have recruited a lot of people, but they're not even paid as executive. Then there are people who have gone complacent and they're in management mode and they haven't recruited. So you have to ask yourself, what kind of game plan am I running? you all know Kevin and I are huge football fans. So on Sunday at the Super Bowl, the Seahawks are going to look and say, well, what kind of, you know, game plan are we running given the different conditions? So as an example, so it's the way they played their last game, and I'm sorry Green Bay didn't win, the way they played their last game is not the same way they're going to play this game against the Patriots. The way the Patriots played, deflated balls, I'm a Patriots fan, I'm just putting that out there, you know, the way they played against the Colts is not the way they're going to play against the Seahawks. The Seahawks have a very tenacious defense. So you have to understand, in the NFL, they're running a different game plan every single week. We run a different game plan every single time. So you can't run it the exact same way you did it the last time. If you got great results last time, that's fantastic, but your game plan is probably not going to be identical. So last year, I did a full-out 90-day game plan before we came to the United States, and it was, like, massive action. Like, I was running through airports. I was on the phone. You all know I'm highly scheduled, and you have to be able to do this. And so the results were we rank advanced in the Platinum Circle. We developed 5 new executives in 90 days. It was, like, crazy, you know, people rank advancing all over the place, and on top of that, life. And during that 90 days, I ran the Boston Marathon. I wasn't feeling well for that. I had a lot of travel going on. I went and I spoke at an event with John Astroff, Jeff Combs in New Jersey. There was, like, you know, so much going on in that 90 days, but I just made it happen because that was the phase I was in. The phase I'm in for this one is I could say, yeah, I've got 14 consultants in my third position. No, that's not enough, because as I showed at New Year's kickoff, I have a chart that I'm filling in my wall. So, you know, I have personally this week alone a new consultant, new crystal manager. That's great. So I'm filling it in, and looking very deeply and closely at what are my objectives for this 90 days and what needs to happen. And in addition to developing more consultants, I'm also in a high, like, leadership development phase. So the activities I'm doing in these 90 days might be different than what you're doing, but I'll give you an example of some of the things I'm doing. So I'm doing a lot more Skype-ins to launch parties, Google Hangouts, opportunity webinars. I'm flying to Huntsville to work with Mark and Delisa. They're not personally enrolled by me, but they are in that third position. Natalie Tyrell is in my second position, in a maxed out position. It's not even going to affect my bonus pool or anything, but that doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. It's always, you know, this stability, right? Like, it's just growing. You can never have a leg too strong. And the benefit is there is someone upline to her who I did personally enroll, so I'm getting an increased 10% matching bonus. So it's all good, right? It all goes towards, as Sunny was talking about, the French Riviera. So it's what I'm doing in these 90 days is different. And that the more you can understand that, okay, because you just don't go, yes, okay, I have this book, and what Kevin and I are doing in the 90 days, or Maura's doing the 90 days, or Carolyn's doing the 90 days may be different. The fundamentals come down to, am I going to stop recruiting in this 90 days? No. But being paid as executive in all three positions, the amount of recruiting that I'm doing might be different than yours. So I'm still committed to following the plan that I, you know, laid out for the French Riviera. So I'm doing that. Great. 5 people a month. Excellent. The next thing is taking a look and saying, okay, in these 90 days, how many, you know, crystal managers are we going to have? Crystal directors, crystal executives, 1 stars, 2 stars, 3 stars, you know, and it's setting that intention of leadership development. And then at the end of this 90 days, it's looking at, okay, what skills did I develop? How did I grow? What were our results? That's why I keep my results on big sheets of paper, because I can check in with that. And then going, and, you know, April 1st, great. Now we're in another one, but it might look entirely different, right? So, Kevin, hopefully that makes sense for everyone listening. They have to understand that these things are dynamic. The fundamentals, write this down, everyone. You can tweet it, post it, whatever you want to say. But the fundamentals never change. The fundamentals never change. It's our emphasis on specific fundamentals that are going to change based on where we're at the beginning of the 90 days.
Awesome. Awesome. And I just love the way you highlighted several of the points that are, of course, one of my favorites recently being, of course, the intentions that you talked about. And I have seen your infamous, highly technological notebook page with your list of managers, directors, and executives. I think it's phenomenal. Maybe we can get you to post that on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team wall later today so everybody can see exactly what you're talking about, because you know what? It's in there. What's in the forefront of your mind is in the forefront of your actions, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, there's no question. And if it's not written down, it isn't happening. You know, I'm just going to be blunt. If you're operating your business with chaos and you're kind of like, oh, just see what happens today, I can tell you the results you're getting. And I say that with love. It's not meant to be critical. I want to see everyone succeed. There's plenty of room for millionaires and isogenics, and there always will be. It's just you can't go into this random. If you didn't know last night what you're doing today, you're operating in chaos, and it's random. And some of you are like, but I don't like to have a schedule. I don't care. If you want results, you've got to be highly scheduled and highly motivated and highly disciplined. I knew last night what I was doing today. And today, honestly, every minute is scheduled. Boom, boom, call, 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 call. Great. At lunchtime, I'm taking a break because I'm in this 30-day yoga challenge. I'm going to do that. Then it's call, call, pick up kids, kid time, and then I'm Skyping into an in-home. You know, it's like, go, right? And because, you know, you might say, well, Susan, you know, gosh, that sounds like a lot of activity. I don't even know who I'm going to call. You don't just go into this without saying, I don't know who I'm going to call. That list has got to be done the night before. You've got to have the phone numbers there. And in a moment, you know, we can talk about a standard daily method of operation or a DMO for this 90 days. But, you know, it cannot be random. It's got to be very deliberate, very, very focused if you're going to get those results you're looking for.
Oh, absolutely awesome. Thank you very much for that. And, yeah, you know, we actually are holding the calls now to about 30 minutes, so I want to start winding down here. But I do have three questions that I'd like to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
If you could give us a bullet point, and I'm going to give you three specific categories here. If you could give us a bullet point, a strong suit, a strong point for each of these categories, I'd appreciate a response. So knowing that a lot of the people on this call are, consider themselves probably new or at least, you know, intermediate to network marketers, what would be your key point of advice to give to that person from a productivity viewpoint? What should they be doing today?
Well, it's as I mentioned, you know, you look at those core fundamentals in the 90-Day Game Plan book, and that's what you need to be doing, right? So let's talk about a DMO right here, because it's very important that we understand this concept of DMO, because if you get this, you will honestly see results like you've never experienced. So a daily method of operation has to be standard. It has to be duplicatable, it has to be unwavering, and it has to be something that if you call 10 people in your organization, they can recite, this is our DMO. I'm going to give you a couple of DMOs. Okay, so the one I use that is evolving is, I call it the 3x3. I like the 3x3 because it has a very important piece to me, which I'll get to. So what this is 3 looks a day, 3 follow-ups a day, and pouring greatness into 3 people. You do this 5 days a week. I tell you, this got a couple that was in our team to 6 figures in 6 months, and when they were working like 70 hours a week. So 3 looks a day. So how does that sound? You just send out 3 texts, say, hey, you know, meet for coffee, ? Love to chat later, ? I mean, just make it simple. Text blast. 3 texts. Could you send out 3 texts to have 3 appointments where 3 people take a look, following up with those people, you know, hey, you know, what did you like about what you saw? Hey, did you have a chance to really contemplate, you know, getting those 30 pounds off? We have something called the Ice Body Challenge. The deadline to enter is coming up in order to be judged this summer and win thousands of dollars, you know, whatever it's going to be for you. Pouring greatness into 3 people or 3 acts of contribution, to me, it's how I started. Whatever we give out, we are going to get back. Okay, so give you an example. Every day, I set the intention to contribute to 3 people. This morning, it's raining here in Phoenix, so I decide I'm going to go out for a really quick run. And there is this lady who lives around the corner from me in my subdivision, and God bless her, she's in a walker and she goes so slow. I've seen her one time. Whoever delivers her paper throws it literally in her cactus garden. It's awful. And I, you know, Chris and I came up on her one day. We were running and she's all like trying to get this newspaper in the cactus. Like, it was awful. So this morning I'm running along and I'm like, no, this is not cool. So I pick up her newspaper and I run it up to the front door and I leave it there. This morning on my run, someone had littered. It was a plastic grocery bag. You know, I'm running down Tatum, which is a very busy street here in Phoenix, and, you know, all these cars, and there I am bent over picking up this soggy, wet grocery bag, which, you know, I am going to recycle here in a few minutes. And those are two of my acts. You don't have to spend money to do this stuff. Some of the gestures can be, you know, benevolent, like, oh, I'm going to donate $10,000 to Make-A-Wish or whatever. But it's those simple things, right? So the number one thing I'm going to say is you've got to have a DMO that is duplicatable. In, you know, we like 3x3. Jason Liu, his team is doing something slightly different but the same kind of variation. So it's called the 5353, 5 texts a day, with the goal of 3 appointments that you're booking every day, that you're going to develop, enroll 5 people a month and develop 3 crystal managers personally every month. I mean, so that's the DMO. And then Jason and I are kind of playing around because I said, I love that, but we need to have a contribution piece there because if you're not contributing, you're not going to receive, right? It's the law of reciprocity. So, you know, use your 3x3, use the 5353, create your own. But if it isn't duplicatable, if you can't say it in like under 60 seconds, you're not going to duplicate it. So that would be the number one tip, Kevin.
Thank you very, very much. I wrote almost all of that down, so my hand is really kind of like shaking right now. Okay, second category, emotionally. What would you suggest to people on this call to get a handle on their emotional involvement in this 90-day game plan?
If you don't want to quit at least 3 times, you're not applying yourself. That's the bottom line. You know, I see it all the time. People enter the ISO Body Challenge, they don't finish. Or they, you know, get married and then they have 5 fights with their partner and they want to get a divorce. Like, give me a break. You know, it's anything worthwhile, you're going to have to go into the gap. And the gap is this place. You guys were talking about Wayne Dyer, Deepak Chopra talks about the gap. The gap is a very dark place. And you all know I'm a Christian. So in the scriptures, Christ goes on this mountain and has to deal with Satan for 40 days and 40 nights. And then it says afterwards the angels ministered to him because he was probably exhausted and worn out from dealing with this, right? You are going to have to go into a gap where every negative thing that anyone has ever told you about yourself is going to come back to you in your head. You're stupid, you're fat, you're ugly, you're not good enough, no one wants to sign up with you, Isagenics isn't going to be it, you know, the products aren't good enough, or Isagenics paid for all those clinical studies, they aren't really, every single thing anyone's ever said to you is going to come back to you. And if you know it, and you can, like, look all of that darkness in the eye and say, you know what? You're not going to affect me. And that's why mentally, you know, Kevin, we're going to go 5 minutes over because I already have a feeling there's some people on this call who are taking serious notes and they're like, don't stop. So I'm just going to go for it here.
You go, girl.
The biggest thing I'm going to say is I want to give you guys a few things that I do that help me go into the gap and deal with it because I'm in the gap. We all go in the gap every single day when these things happen. So number one, you are going to get vulnerable if you don't get your sleep, if you are drinking alcohol. Jerick Robbins on Monday, you know, he talked about this. One of the things we're programmed to do in America, Canada, Australia, when things are really great, we start drinking. And alcohol is a depressant. You know, I like a glass of wine too myself. You know, Kevin and Di and Chris and the kids and I were having wine last Friday. Well, Di wasn't, but the rest of us were, not the kids. But the biggest thing is you've got to have that discipline. Certain foods, synthetic foods are going to bring you down. Artificial sweeteners are going to bring you down. 96 known side effects of artificial sweeteners. Google it. You know, so you've got to prevent yourself from being vulnerable. And that temptation, especially at night, it's been a hard day. You thought you were going to have 3 signups. No one signed up. And then your sister unfriended you on Facebook. And they're like, stop talking about isogenics. Okay, you're like, I'm just going to drink. And then you're going to eat Doritos. And then the next day, you feel like garbage, right? So you've got to have that discipline that during the week, especially, you are fueling your body properly. You're getting your workout in. The shift for entrepreneurs that we did at New Year's kickoff with 1,200 people meditating, being intentional, that's up on Sound Concepts' website, ISO Sales Tools. All of those things are really important. Keeping your 10 items of gratitude every single day, listening. You know, I'm going back to Rhonda Byrne's The Power, which is about the power of love. I've listened to it, you know, really intensely in, you know, almost, I would say, 8 months, and I looked back at what was going on in my life 8 months ago, rank advancing, all these good things. That's one of the things I was listening to. I'm like, hey, bring that on. So you've got to keep that discipline. And the last thing I'm going to say is wherever the positivity is, you need to plug into that because you're going to have so much negativity coming at you. Like I call these poison arrows. You're going to have so many poison arrows coming at you. So whether it's staying plugged into Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team, downloading podcasts, there's so many on there. My gosh, there's no end to that. You know, whatever it is for you, and you are going to have to arm yourself. Don't send an upline to your message to an upline, help, I'm feeling depressed. Because, again, the more you talk about this, the more you speak it into existence. I have Sirius in my car. Joel Osteen has a 24/7 radio station. I get in the car, and even if it's for 5 minutes, I'm like, okay, you know, just keep it in. And if you want to produce at that level, like even Jimmy Smith, the Herb and Patty Zepeda, it's just constant positivity, positivity, positivity. You're going to have to be extremely mentally disciplined, not just for 90 days, but for the rest of your life. I mean, you know, let's face it, just to be real, Kevin.
Well, thank you very much for that answer, and it's perfectly okay to go long. We're good with that. So your tutelage here is greatly appreciated, let me tell you that. And you kind of spoke on the last one. You kind of, I don't know if you knew where I was going or not, but you kind of spoke to this. And the third aspect that I was looking for as far as being successful in this 90-day game plan was spiritual. So, you know, maybe you can expand on that just a bit. How would you approach it from a spiritual point of view?
Well, you know, one of the things Jim Rohn used to say while he was alive is if you want to make over $1 million a year, everything you need to know in to make over $1 million a year in network marketing is found in the New Testament. And Jim Rohn was the, you know, he was the mentor to Tony Robbins and you know, so many people, you know, people I know in our profession who, you know, like myself, have made over $10 million and so on. You know, they all quote Jim Rohn. They all follow Jim Rohn's principles. And the biggest thing, if you look at that from the spirituality perspective, is to say, okay, one of the things it talks about is 6 days on, 1 day off. If you're going 7 days a week, you're not doing anyone any good. You're getting on the phone. You're sounding tired. You just can't do it. Okay, so that's one of the things I want to say. The next thing, if we look at spiritual principles, it says, you know, you don't give a man a fish. You give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach him how to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. So don't be giving people away to make them consultant, do all that nonsense, right? Because you're not empowering people to do anything. You've got to teach people. You got to teach people how to fish. It's very, very important to understand. And then the last one in the scripture, the parable of the one talent man, and the master gives 3 talents, which are units of money back in the day, to his servants, and one buries it in the sand, one goes and does a little bit, and one goes and really applies himself and does a lot. Your business is going to be like that. You know, people say, well, I haven't recruited any business builders. And I'm like, you know what? I will tell you point blank that if I looked at your daily method of operation and I looked at your system for launching new associates, you were probably not very systemized, because if you look to the one talent man, 1 out of 3 people that you're enrolling should have an interest in the business if you're totally plugging everyone in. One isn't going to do much with it at all, and one might do a little. And if you understand that and you make the decision that every person you enroll, you're going to do the 8 steps, you're going to follow your daily method of operation, you're going to show them everything that's available, those will be your numbers. And that's what it comes down to. It's not what I'm saying. It's what God says, right? So, it, you know, you look at that and you say, okay, you know what? Where do I have to grow this quarter? And I'll tell you that they don't call them growing pains for no reason. You, and I said this at the beginning of the year, you cannot be the same person in a new year and expect different results. You're going to have to do things that are uncomfortable. So I entered the Isobody Challenge, and I've never completed an Isobody Challenge. But I entered the Isobody Challenge, and I said, you know what? I'm going to do something that puts me way out of my comfort zone, because when I'm asking people who are not, like, workout fanatics and people who generally do things like that, then, you know, I've got to do something that's entirely different myself. So I enter this 30-day hot yoga challenge, and this is an intense form of yoga. It's harder than Bikram, and I've had to do a lot of doubles, Kevin, because we had Palm Springs. I was in Las Vegas with Eric and Marina. And even now, there's 5 days left in the challenge, and I've got to get in either 7 or 8 classes. And plus, I'm going to the Super Bowl, and Kevin and I are headed to church on Sunday because Tim Tebow is preaching. So, you know, I've got to, and I can't go Sunday. So I've got to figure out where I'm going to get these doubles in. And it's hard, and my body is tired, and I, you know, pulled a muscle. You know, all these things that are happening, but, you know, I have to be that person who pushes myself and stretches myself in order to ask people to do what it is I want them to do. And it's the same thing for all of you. If you're comfortable, you're like, I just do launch parties, I don't do three-way calls, you're way too comfortable in an area. You got to get uncomfortable. Last thing I'll say is this. I, you know, there's Melanie Militech. She just went crystal director. She, you know, one of the things when we were having initial conversations, I'm not her sponsor, but we were introduced by a mutual friend. You know, I said to her, she's like, tell me about the way you've built. I said, I've done it all. I've run ads in USA Today. I've called leads. I've done launch parties. I've done, you know, walked up to people on the street. I said, I made myself do all those things because I had to be able to meet people where they're at when they first get started. And if you're super comfortable and confident in a specific area, but another area scares you, then you need to get scared this 90 days. That's the thing I want to say to you, because your income is going to be dictated by your comfort zone, and you should repost that and tweet it. So I'll say it again. Your income is going to be dictated by your comfort zone. If you want to grow your income, you got to grow your comfort zone. So that's what I want to say about that, Kevin.
Well, that was awesome. I'm still writing that down so I don't forget it. Your income is going to be dictated by, help me through that again.
Your comfort zone.
By your comfort zone. Thank you for that. All right. Well, super. Thank you very, very much for being here today. I know that you're busy after coming out of Phoenix. You know, these time zone changes are a little difficult, you know, kind of difficult to rearrange the schedules, especially with kids going to school and all that. But thanks for finding time to be with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and it's great to be here with everyone and hear all the amazing voices on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team. And, yeah, whatever everyone's taking away, go ahead and post it. I'd love to see it, and I know I'll be back again.
Well, I've already posted a little thank you to you on the wall, and people are more than happy to, or more than welcome to actually, you know, in that thread, post what they learned today and how they're going to apply. So thanks again, Susan. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to ask the amazing Carolyn Rodriguez to step out for a second. Maybe she can give you a little, little hello, and also tell us what's on tap for Monday.
Awesome.
All right. Well, Susan, thank you for those tips. Always learn something from you. And I love the idea of that daily method of operation and really teaching that to our team so it's duplicatable, right? And on Monday, so guys, you know, this week you made your list. We covered the basis of the rules and regs of the 90-day game plan. So Monday, we're getting into action, and it's all about connecting, right? Where do you connect? How do you connect? What do you say? So we're gonna go through all of that and bring in all the personalities from myself, from Laura to Kevin to Susie Field and looking at our product trainers, our coaches corner on Thursday, and how you can use certain tools when you are connecting. Because I know a lot of people just give things away and they have no way, they don't follow through. And I've seen people do this. They give away a nice and delight to somebody, but they've never gotten a contact information. So for me, that's like, here, take $3, throw it out the window. So you bless somebody's day by giving them the product. So how to use the product when you're connecting, and what products do you offer to, you know, which groups of people. So have a productive week. And, Kevin, let's throw a challenge out to people this week. Because Susan mentioned something about texting. I think we need to incorporate that into next week's connecting piece. What do you think?
You know, if you don't mind, I'm just going to throw that call to action back to our guests today. And Susan, why don't you throw our guests into a call to action these next 3 days?
Absolutely. Well, I would say number one is decide on your DMO. You know, maybe the 3x3 is less overwhelming to you. You know, booking 3 appointments by sending out 3 texts, not a problem. Then, you know, 3 follow-ups and contribute to 3 people. And I would say if you put that on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team Facebook fan page and how you're progressing, I would love to check in. Tag me in that because, you know, I definitely want to see it. That would be what I'm throwing out there because here's the thing. If you look at what is going on right now, you have a couple of circumstances. So one is that it is the Super Bowl weekend, and, you know, I know that you know, there's been a lot of conversation around that. People eat a lot of food on that Sunday. There's no question, and people are going to feel disgusting. So you want to be reaching out to people today and setting appointments for Monday. That would be a smart thing to do, especially your friends who are football fanatics, because they're going to feel gross. They're going to be hungover. They're going to have eaten, like, chicken wings and pizza and nachos and all sorts of things. I don't know what state I'll be in because I'm physically going to the game, but, you know, I don't think I'll be in that kind of state because, number one, I don't drink beer and I don't like any of those other foods, so we'll see how that goes. The other thing is that people who set New Year's resolutions at January 1st have already forgotten about them, and the statistics show that 78% of people have already fallen off their resolutions. And if they didn't choose to do Isagenix with you, they chose to do something else, you can revisit that and say, hey, remember you set that resolution, you said you were going to join XYZ or XYZ program, how's that going for you? You know, and then share with them some of the results that you're getting with people, right? So I think the biggest thing, guys, is now is not – Eric Worre said something very interesting because, you know, it was very prolific. He – you know, we were talking about Isagenix, and no company in network marketing has ever gone to $1 billion a year at greater than 10% growth, and we're you know, last year over 50% growth. And he said, now is the time for resting. It's not the time for sleeping. So it's what he means by that is not to go, like, 24 hours a day, but what he's saying is this isn't the time when you're kind of like, I'm just going to book my dream beach vacation and take off for a month and just travel and, you know, put my business down. You're going to regret it if you do. Every company that hits $1 billion, that's when, you know, a huge amount of people become millionaires. That's when a huge amount of people soar to that next level. And, you know, you want to plan those times to rest, but it's not right now, especially in the profession that we're in, network marketing, dealing in health and wellness. So that's what I want to say about that. That's my call to action, is get that DMO, start posting it, and definitely mark your calendar and be here on Monday for Carolyn's call.
Super. Well, thank you, Ms. Susan Sly, for joining us today. Can't wait to see you Sunday and hear what Timmy's got to say. And I'm going to open up the lines and let everybody show their appreciation and say hi to you. Here we go. All right, guys, the lines are open. Say thank you to Susan.
Thank you, Susan.